Jean Tracy here from KidsDiscuss.com. Today, we'll learn the 10 laws for loving couples. These laws help countless couples achieve a strong degree of love, closeness, and satisfaction. They'll help you too. They are not in order of importance. They are all of equal rank. Father Chaughnessy, a priest and now deceased, took 3 hours to discuss each law with his premarital couples. I advise you to take one law to discuss per couple date. Find out what your partner thinks, share your thoughts, and make your own commitments. Number one, always say please and thank you to your spouse. The family's money, number two, must be administered by the spouse most capable of handling money. If you are that handler, always make sure your spouse has some money for daily expenses. Number three, always let your spouse know where you are and when you will be expected to return. Add 30 minutes to your expected time to allow for any unexpected delays when meeting or coming home. This eases any worry by your spouse if you are late. Number four, always give your spouse some small physical sign of affection when arriving or leaving, like a hug, a squeeze, or a little kiss. This reassures your spouse of your constant love. Number five, the husband, if he is the breadwinner or the wife, needs to devote at least 25% of his or her time looking after the children. This allows the parent who takes care of the children to have time for herself or himself, own needs, and leisure. Number six, don't be seen alone with the opposite sex in compromising situations. For example, late at night or at odd hours of the day. Your reputation of trust with your spouse is the fundamental building block of your marriage. Number seven, share all decisions with your spouse concerning family matters. This maintains mutual, equal involvement of both spouses. Number eight, give 100% of yourself to your spouse in all things. This is your gift of self to your spouse. Marriage is certainly not a 50-50 proposition. Hold back nothing of yourself to your spouse. That is, no secrets. Number nine, never speak critically of your spouse to others for any reason. If there are issues with your spouse, only speak of them to your spouse and in private. And finally, number 10, don't end the day at odds with your spouse, that is, feeling hurt or angry. Be willing to talk about the things that have created any friction or discomfort. And always be willing to apologize when you're at fault. This gives both spouses a fresh, clear start to the next day. And that's it for now. Jean Tracy from KidsDiscuss.com.